Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. On Mad Town's 93.1.
Champs.
Disney began another round of layoffs.
Disney keeps saying it's done firing people, and then it fires more people. I smell a rat.
A new song was released by Rancid.
And here I didn't even know Johnny Depp was recording.
Netflix cracking down on password sharing.
So I can either pay extra every month or see my kids more often. I haven't decided which is worse yet.
Former Blue's Clues host Steve Burns returns for a special episode tomorrow.
It's called Nobody Else Will Hire Me.
Frank Oz, Muppeteer, and the voice of Yoda recently turned 79.
And Oz will still spend most of the time, as he always does, singing Star Wars crap for dozens of middle-aged white guys. It's official.
Ron DeSantis is running for president.
He poses almost as big of a threat to Donald Trump as a bad hair day.
Kate Middleton says she's not allowed to sign any autographs.
But if you ask nicely, Prince William will let you rub his head.
Taco Bell is bringing back the Enchirito.
Since it disappeared from the menu 20 years ago, fans have had to make do with the other 62 Taco Bell items with the exact same ingredients.
Indiana is set to lift its ban on throwing stars.
Well, that's sad. Clearly, the Indiana State Legislature is in the pocket of Big Ninja.
A New Jersey woman found her bank account was overdrawn by almost $100 billion. Of course, it turned out to be an error.
Though, at first, she thought someone stole her debit card and picked up a few things at Whole Foods.
According to research, telemarketing's the number one job that could suffer due to artificial intelligence.
So sad. AI could end the dreams so many of us have had growing up to be telemarketers.
Not headline news. With DJ Fusion. Weekdays just after 5:30 on Mad Town's 93.1. Jams.